welcome to My Audio Face. Just after 10 p.m. and have we got a show lined up for you tonight? Tonight, My Audio Face is going a cappella, including a live interview in a little bit with the Canadian band Those Guys, and yes, they are a cappella. So let's start with a special version of a Metallica song. And yeah, it's different.
family battery is drowning me. Battery. Battery. New battery. Battery.
No, that was not Metallica, folks. Sure was a Metallica song, though. That was Battery, done in the a cappella form by Van Canto. I'm surprised. I had never heard of these folks. So they actually have quite a few different songs. They do quite a bit of original stuff. These guys are from Europe. They have a few albums out. We'll see if we can get more of their stuff on at a different date, but that was Battery. And that's for our special My Audio Face a cappella show. Metal and a cappella, perfect mix, and I'm not kidding. We are blessed in a little while to have special guests, those guys, phoning in for a live interview. They are a Winnipeg-based a cappella band, and they have a few albums out, and we're going to chat with some of the folks from the band and see what else is going on. And we will, ask them what they're up to, and find out how things are in Winnipeg as well, while we're at it. And let's get right to a request from one of the guys. So we're going to send this out to Derek. Shout out to Derek and whoever else might be into the Cage.
Thank you. and shitty, and I feel awkward as I should. This club has got to be the most pretentious thing since I thought you and me. Looking too desperately, but so far has not been fun. I should just stay home. If one thing really means one, this club will hopefully be closed in 3 weeks. That would be cool with me. Well, I'm still imagining a dark lit place, or your place, or my place.
Folks, Paralyzer. Apologize if I wasn't there between song to tell you about each song as I came up. I hope you rolled with it. I'm actually getting myself a little sidetracked. Coming up, we've got an interview in a few minutes, but I've been trying to get a post up on our My Audio Face Facebook page about some real bullshit going on involving animal abuse. And you'd think, all the concerned folks, me being one of them, trying to do the right thing, reaching out to the organization responsible for that called the Ontario SPCA. You would think that that would be a good thing, and they would be out there trying to, you know, enforce existing laws and at the very least impartially investigating the allegations. Yet it seems, and I'm going to try and finish this post here so you can have a look for yourself, but from what we're seeing, and I'd love to have somebody clarify or correct me, but it looks like the Ontario SPCA has decided they are not impartial and in fact appear to be, I don't know what the right words are, but they I guess, appear to be taking the side of the folks they're investigating. I guess maybe that's the way to put it. So have a look for yourself. It's a horrible situation of cruelty to animals going on just north of us here, out in Holston, Ontario, which is part of Grey County. And they're so far appear to be stonewalling, refusing to help, and making it seem like there isn't a problem. So makes you wonder. All right, so we have a great interview coming up momentarily. We've just played some great music from we played the song Paralyzer from Finger 11. That we are sending out to Sheldon. And before that, we heard the Masters of Metal, Black Sabbath, with a terrific song called The Wizard. That was for Wes. And let's see, are we going to go nuts and play that other request? Pretty punchy stuff, but why the heck not? Let's listen to some Limp Bizkit. That's going out to Bernie.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off, no human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he says, she says bullshit. I think you better quit, let the shit slip, or you'll be leaving.
Easy, Mr. Limp Bizkit. All right, indeed, folks. We are back right here on 102.7 CKMS in Kitchener-Waterloo on Rogers Digital 946 and worldwide at radiowaterloo.ca/listen. And we just heard Limp Bizkit, a lovely little song called Break Stuff that we're sending out to Bernie. And I think we may have those guys on the line.
Yeah, man.
Awesome indeed. All right, welcome, folks. So who, I know there's more than one of you. Why don't you tell me who's there?
Yeah, you've got Bernie Passman. Hey, I'm Derek.
Wes.
Right on. And
I'm Matt.
Oh, there's more. Sorry, guys. Matt.
Yep, you got more. I'm James.
I'm Sheldon.
And I'm Derek.
Hey, that's awesome. So that is, if my counting is correct, was that six?
Seven.
Jeez.
Oh, and that, we are counting, not much better. Yeah.
That's, well, I was doing it in Eastern time, so seven out there. Okay.
That's right. Always one more.
Fair enough. That's awesome. Hey, thanks for joining, guys. I hope you're not all crammed like in a teeny phone booth or anything, are you?
No. We're actually around a dining room table. We have to apologize because some of the guys went out and grabbed burgers from Burger Week, so if you hear a bunch of rustling, that's unwrapping these burgers.
Yeah. Hey, that's okay. Hey, you know. It helps our listeners know that you guys are human too. You eat burgers one burger at a time, just like the rest of us.
I'm gonna go with like three at a time.
Oh. Ah, well, I'm going to stick with my illusion so I can keep up. So, so once again, for our listeners, we have those guys on the show on My Audio Face tonight. They are based out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, and yeah, they are an a cappella band that has been together for a few years. You have, if I'm correct, three album releases so far?
Yep.
Okay. And what am I trying to ask you? What I'm trying to ask you is, what I know you do cover different genres. What are the different types of music that you guys like to play and do play?
Oh man, it all depends on the audience that we're playing for. So if like to ham it up with a little bit of, you know, the doo-wop and the old school song
Motown
and stuff. But then, you know, if we're playing in front of you know, a younger crowd, we'll play up the top 40. That's for sure. You know, a little Bruno Mars, a little Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And everything in between, man. We have yet to dive into the heavy metal, though.
Well, we did do that Final Countdown.
It was
probably heavy metal.
Yeah.
We did Final Countdown.
Final Countdown.
That's probably the closest we've
got. Hey, yeah, no, Europe sort of, you know, counts. I take a very broad stroke to what I put into the metal camp, and they're certainly in the rock category. So yeah, yeah. That's on your most recent album, I think, is it? Or which album is Final Countdown on?
We haven't actually recorded that one. That's one we do live.
I think I heard it, so I'm thinking, is it on your live album then? Maybe.
No, you may. I don't know. Maybe a video or something.
I don't know. I'm going to have to check, because I thought I could have... Either I saw the title, maybe, but I thought I even listened to it.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
it's all a cappella, also. I don't know if that's been mentioned, but...
Yeah, man. This is an all a cappella show right now.
Yeah.
So far, yeah. So if you were... I don't know. Did you guys catch the beginning of the show at all?
Not the very, very start. We caught, like, a few minutes in there.
Okay. No, that's cool. Yeah, so I started playing... some of your requests for you guys,
yeah.
But the very first song I played, I kind of found, actually doing a bit of research for this show, and I found this band called Van Canto.
Yeah, we tuned in just at the end of one of the Van Canto songs.
Okay, so that brought me to a question that I had, because they come up as a cappella, but they definitely had drums. I think the only instrument they have is drums, which still is
right.
Pretty amazing, but... does that count? Like, is a cappella not zero instruments?
I don't know. It depends on who you ask. You know, it's not very easy. See, we've got our guy Matt. He does all of our beatboxing and vocal percussion. So we don't have drums. We don't have a drum track. We have Matt drumming with his mouth.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you were to ask him, he'll say that they're cheating.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a purist.
No, that's fair. And, I mean, that's what... Certainly when you know, I think you ask most folks what a cappella is, they would say no instruments. So I was a little surprised to hear them with the drums, but you know what, it's still, yeah, it's pretty incredible. And yeah, no, your guys' stuff is pretty amazing too. So I was going to play a song. You mentioned Justin Timberlake, and you guys do a pretty cool version of Cry Me a River. So I'm going to play that right now, and then if you guys are okay, we can chat a little bit more right after that.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. So stick around, and I remind you folks, we are right here live on RadioWaterloo.ca, right here in town at 102.7 FM CKMS, just coming up past 10:32 Eastern Time, 9:32 in Manitoba. And let's listen to those guys with a kick-ass rendition of a Justin Timberlake song. This is Cry Me a River. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding There's just no chance that you and me will ever be.
Don't it make you sad about it?
You told me you loved me. Why did you leave me all alone? You tell me you need me when you call me on the phone.
You call me on the phone.
Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy. Bridges were burned. Now it's your turn. Cry, cry me a river. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. Yeah, yeah. I know that they say that some things are better left unsaid. But it wasn't like you only talked to him and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it.
All of these things. Keep messing with my head. You should have picked honesty, then you may not have blown it. You don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out from him. Now there's just no chance that you and me will ever be.
Don't it make you sad about it?
Other guy. Bridges were burned. Now it's your turn to cry. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. Yeah, yeah. Whoa,
oh, and it is done, so I guess I believe it.
There's just no chance
that you and me
will ever be.
Don't it make you sad about it?
You told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
Was worth waiting right to the end to get that last piece in. Cry Me a River from Those Guys off of That Album. And that's what the album's called, That Album. And the band is Those Guys, a cappella band out of Winnipeg. We're going to be right back on with them in a moment. It is 10:38. You are listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. Worldwide, you can hear us at radiowaterloo.ca/listen. We're going to talk about an upcoming show they have on Sunday, just in case you are not in the Winnipeg area and you're in Kitchener-Waterloo or Toronto area at the same time this Sunday. I remind you that Bunfest is happening, which is a fundraiser for Rabbit Rescue Incorporated, and that is this Sunday, 11 to 4. Go to rabbitrescue.ca or their Facebook page, Rabbit Rescue Canada, for more details. We are back with those guys. And last count, hey guys.
Hey, hey, hey.
Are we supposed to say, hey, those guys?
Yeah, I
know. I'm sure some of it must get old after a while, but hey, you guys picked the name. That's right, and it's good. So last time you were on, we had 7 of 9. Are we still at 7?
We're still at 7.
Awesome. Okay, that's terrific, and that's great that you can make the time to speak with Mr. K and get out to our listeners. So what got you guys to put together an a cappella band?
I sang in a group in university that was also a cappella, and when that ended, I didn't want to stop singing. So I called a couple of guys that I met through other singing groups and fringe plays, and checked to see if they want to form this a cappella group. And at the time it was 8 of us, and that was back in 2009. And we've just been going strong with them. So we're essentially it's just a group of guys that were friends first before we started singing together.
Right on. So you, the album Crimea River that we just heard came off of that album. That was released when?
That was in 2012.
2012. So you're due, and that was your last release. Is that correct?
We've had a couple other. That was our first release.
Oh, that was okay.
Yeah, that was our first release. We released a live EP in I think 2014, and then just recently, maybe a year ago or two, we released a Christmas album.
That's right. Okay, and so what are the plans or timing for a new album?
You know, we're slowly working on something new. We're just ironing out all the details. The idea is that we were going to be covering some Winnipeg acts. There's some great music coming out of our local scene here, and we're just big fans of theirs. So we just started, throwing in their songs into our sets, and that's kind of inspired us to record an album with local artists. And we're also dipping our toes into writing songs ourselves, so hopefully that works out as well.
Okay, so you expect on the new album to have at least some original songs?
We're hoping, yeah. Like I said, it's just the beginning stages, so we're going to plan that all out and figure out what we're going to do.
That's awesome. Definitely keep us posted, and I'll mention to anybody that's interested to hear more. Of course, you can follow those guys on Facebook. Almost 2,500 follows already, which is pretty cool. 28. So let's see that crank up, yeah. Because definitely, and I'm just right on that page right now. And boy, there's a snapshot for the ages. Pretty soft on the eyes, this group, I'll tell you. Okay? This is... Well, yeah, that's true. It's almost too much to take. That's awesome. So, and then on top of that, the music, which is the real seller. So on Facebook, it's at Those Guys Acapella. And then online, if you go to the website... Also, www.thoseguysacapella.com. And I'm there now, so you do have a show coming up this Sunday. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so if you happen to be in Winnipeg, we are doing this. This is for Many Fest. So this is a big music festival that happens kind of downtown. And it's really cool. You can just walk by, get some food from a food truck, and check out some live music. And we are on at 4 o'clock.
PM. Yeah, 4 o'clock
on Friday.
It's really cool. They set up the stage on right in front of our legislative building. So right in front of the Golden Boy.
pretty cool.
Very nice. Okay, so 4 o'clock this Sunday at Many Fest, right in Winnipeg. Those guys will be on stage. And then is there other shows to be scheduled coming up later this year, or are we looking at 2018 for more shows?
You know, we're probably going to be scheduling a couple coffee house shows, little just relaxed environments. Nothing too big. We do an annual show usually around May or June of every year. We call it That Show with those guys. So,
I'm seeing a bit of a theme here.
Yeah. So, we got one. The big one is going to be in May this coming year.
Cool.
So yeah, we're also doing a Brandon Jazz Festival in March as well.
Right on. So a couple questions before we'll play one more song, but I want to ask you guys a couple questions before I let you go. So one is, which of you guys knows Altona, Manitoba?
Oh, we all know. Yeah. All of us do, I would say.
Have you ever played there?
Yes, we have.
No way. Oh, that's awesome. Yep. Okay. So, yeah, I have.
Yeah, why are you asking?
Yeah, you know, just a rant. Doesn't everybody ask that question? It's your. This is interview 101. Ask about Altona. Yeah. I actually have quite a bit of family out there. And I don't know if, I don't know if their internet's up this week. Oh, dear. Sorry, guys. I'm just kidding.
Sunflower Fest that we played out there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we have watermelon and
roast chicken. Right on. Okay. Well, anybody from Altona that's listening, big shout out to you guys. And unfortunately, I have this joke. I'm just not going to say it because in the old days you could make jokes about things and all good, clean fun. But now, I'm sure it'll get misconstrued. But actually, I'll tell the joke without with a piece missing, and then everybody can laugh anyways. But do you know why the people of a group, the group of people that are there, why they don't condone wearing makeup?
Why?
Oh no, darn! I see, and I ruined it. No, why they don't condone premarital sex?
Why that?
Well, it might lead to dancing. Ba-doom. All right. Now that's for my auntie in Altona. All right, but that's great. You know what? If you guys played the Sunflower Fest, and I'm not kidding, my cousin, my good cousin Francine, was the Sunflower Queen like many moons ago. But she won. I remember I was quite a bit younger, but she won that. She went to Australia for the Twin City over there. Yeah. It was wild.
Shit.
It was pretty cool. So,
lots of crazy people came out of these little festivals in Manitoba. We once played at a honey festival in Clefa where there was a chili cook-off, and the winners of that got to go to the World Food Championship, and they won the World Chili. Yeah!
Very good.
Best chili in the world.
That's awesome. See, and we wouldn't know any of this stuff if we didn't talk. So who knew we would get into that? So last question, because somebody asked me this, and I thought, well, I don't know. So you guys will know, and you'll tell me. And I'll confess, I'm one of those a cappella newbies in that I probably always knew what it was without really knowing what it was. The movie Pitch Perfect and Pitch Perfect 2 definitely opened my eyes to what it is and how amazing the music it is. For you guys in there, did that movie help or hinder people's view of a cappella music?
It helps. I think it helps.
It helps. Yeah. It brings it to a much more kind of mainstream audience. So a lot of people who may not have heard of it before or know what it's about, it makes it a lot more clear. I mean, in a pretty kind of, not cult classic, but kind of campy way that I think everyone can kind of like.
Yeah, it's become one of those things where people ask, well, what is it that you do? And I just say, have you seen Pitch Perfect? And they go, yes. I'm like, that's pretty much what you're gonna get.
Even if it's not like 100% accurate to how a cappella works, it's close enough.
Yeah, honestly, when we started in 2009, we said we sang a cappella, and they assumed it was like a barbershop group. Like almost like 90% of people, I think, nobody had a sense of what it could sound like, and either that or choir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, for sure. And
yeah, no,
so.
It helps.
you sort of answered the question, but I was curious, yeah, how accurate, particularly, I guess, the, you know, in the movies, they have these sort of, like riff offs or whatnot, where they're competing against one another. Is that, was that maybe a little Hollywood, or is that kind of happen at all?
So that particular scene kind of
pushed it a little.
A little
over dramatic, but
to be fair, I mean, we've never run into another a cappella group in an alley. So.
If they're out there, we're challenging.
We don't know what happened.
Well, you know. Well, then you haven't been to the south side of Altona.
All right.
That's too much. I'm gonna be getting a call from all three people with internet are gonna be calling me. Say, what are you doing?
Yeah, right.
People from Ontario.
People of Altona are gonna see nine guys walking around at night looking for trouble.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know. So. All right. So I've got a couple more of your songs here. So which one would you like me to play first? We'll say goodbye. And I've got, I'll let you guys pick. I've got In the Still of the Night and Somewhere Only We Something, which is off the live album.
Somewhere Only We Know.
That's
it.
That's one?
That's a Keen song.
And
all right.
If you enjoy it, you can go on our YouTube channel and you can check that out. We've got a video for that, which is really cool. It was all shot in one continuous shot, which we really enjoyed shooting. So
right on. Okay, actually, I'll link to that then on my page. Anything else you guys want to mention? Any shout outs or anything before we head off the air?
Yeah, we just want to shout out to everyone listening, and we know if we're if we get enough people following us, you know, we might head out Ontario and head out your way.
Yeah,
we wanted to do that for a long time. So.
No, that would be awesome. I think I'd be huge. Yeah, I just gotta figure out the best place to do it, but it would be awesome. I think you guys would rock. Everything I've heard so far is really great. You guys are super talented, and I'm really glad you came on the show. I'm gonna play Somewhere Only We Know, and folks, that was Those Guys.
The place we used to love.
Those Guys Live from their album Those Guys Live. Somewhere Only We Know. You can go right now to our Facebook page at My Audio Face and you can link to that amazing video. Thanks very much to Those Guys for joining us for a great interview. I hope you caught some of that. If you didn't, we're going to podcast the show like we usually do and make that available. It was a terrific interview. These guys, those guys, ooh, gotta watch how we say that. Those guys are amazing. You got to listen to this a cappella stuff. It is really good. They have 3 albums out and they are working on some new stuff. And in particular, for everybody that's in the Winnipeg area or will be in the Winnipeg area this Sunday, go to ManyFest 2017, 4 p.m., and those guys will be there. You are with Mr. K coming up to the end of the hour, which means My Audio Face will be gone for tonight. We are back this Friday at 10 a.m., a special daytime edition, and we are interviewing Sabrina Falla from Ottawa, and she'll be on at 10:30 Friday, as well as a bunch of tunes. Let's go out with, you know what? I think we just play another Those Guys song. Why not? They're that good. So let's do that.
In the still of the night, I held you tight. Oh, I love you so. I promise I'll never let you go in the still of the night. Your precious love. So before the light, hold me again with all of your might in the still of the night.
In the still of the night. Shoo up, shoo up.
Gonna do now. Keep holding on. If you don't care, then we don't care. Yeah. 1, 2, 3 times 2 to 6. Chosen for your fix of that Limp Bizkit mix. So where the fuck you at, punk? Shut the fuck up and back the fuck up while we fuck this track up. Get some better rhymes. Ooh. We got the game set, so don't complain yet. 24/7, never begging for a rain check. Old school soldiers blasting out the hot shit. That rock shit, putting bounce in the mosh pit. Rolling, rolling, rolling.